Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Cat's Eye Podcast. I'm your host, Grace Keene, and I'm here with Tyler Bailey. We hope everyone is doing well. Today for our show, we're going to talk about our offseason, like we have been doing. We're going to talk a little bit about the Day of Giving, and then we are going to do some rapid-fire questions, and we're going to finish up by interviewing one of the FCA leaders, Josh. But we will be right back after this short break.
There's a determination inside you, driving everything you do. It takes you further than you think possible. Demands you rise to every challenge. We get it. Us too. We know you're not afraid to put in the work. So when your drive meets Sam Houston State University, you become unstoppable. Together, we rise to greater.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back from the break. Thank you for staying tuned with us. Today, we're going to start with a fun question, Grace. If you're banned from if you're banned from one fast food place for life, what did you do?
Do you want to go first?
Yeah, okay. For sure. Well, I've actually done this, but I wasn't banned.
Oh.
And like, I was in high school too, so I'm gonna use that as an excuse. But there was no excuse. You know, like when you walk out, like throw the tray in the air. Have you ever seen that video? I'll show you. But that's what I they kicked me out of Whataburger.
Threw the tray in the air.
I might have been like eighth grade, but yeah.
You just like threw it.
Well, we faked like my friend pushed me, and it was a viral video. Like,
oh, you were
like,
recreating a video.
Yeah.
And you were banned
from that Whataburger.
Have you tried to go back since?
Yeah, they don't remember me now. I'm older, okay. So but I'm good. Yeah, so that's real life for me. What about you?
Well, I've never been banned from a restaurant before, actually. Don't really know what you could do to get banned from a restaurant.
Okay, but if they did ban you, what would they ban you for?
I don't know. Like, ask for a water cup and not fill it up with water. Fill it up with Diet Coke. That's why I would get banned.
I like how you say water. Water. Water.
Water.
Yep, I like that. I like that.
That's what I would do, but I don't do that anymore. I used to do that.
I can't say I don't do that, but I don't eat out a lot, so.
Yeah.
I might still fill my water cup up with some lemonade, though.
Yeah. Just a little something.
You feel me?
Okay, Tyler, how is the offseason going?
Spring ball, yeah. We're almost done. We got...
Didn't you say your final game is coming up?
Yeah, this weekend. We got two more practices, and then we scrimmage on Saturday for our spring game.
Are your parents coming in for the spring game?
No, they actually came this weekend for our past scrimmage, but my little brother has to go on a visit, so they're going to go with him. He's still in high school. He's getting recruited for football.
Awesome.
It's going pretty good though. Our team looks pretty good. We're healthy for the most part. This is like the first time in like college history since the portal was open that like you have like your whole team here before summer starts. So like we've kind of built a tight knit of around the team. How's off season been going for you?
It's
y'all
good.
Wrapping things up. I seen y'all beat don't tell me.
Okay,
I was trying to guess. TJC. Yep.
Yeah, no, that was a really good game. We came out there and we knew what we were doing. Like, we executed what needed to be executed. We put the ball in the back of the net, and it was just a really good way to end our spring games. And then this week is our last week of weights, and then we're going to finish up with some technical testing this week just to compare, like, our numbers and scores that we did in the beginning of spring, and then we have our exit meetings this week as well.
For sure. I didn't forget either that attack, and how did that come along this?
I got a shot on net.
Ooh.
And then it was like a good shot, and everyone was like, "Dang!" Like,
okay. Yeah. Look at you, see. Mm-hmm.
It was definitely easier to attack this past game just because we were playing a 4-3-3, and there's more confidence in the back line because someone can cover for you if I get up.
Mm-hmm. So playing with more confidence has helped you.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Very true. Good. Grace. I love to hear that. I love to hear that.
Thank you.
Do you want me to ask this? How's class going? Classes?
All my classes are going good. I'm struggling a little bit in my business class, but I'm still passing the class.
Okay, good job.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. But other than that, pretty great.
I'm sorry, I had to use it. Okay.
How are all of your online classes going?
Why'd you say online like that? I feel like you were throwing a...
No. I'm just putting that out there.
Well, since I'm getting my master's now, I've earned the right to be online. They're going well, actually. I'm finishing up. I had 2 7-weeks, and then I had 2 more 7-week classes. So I'm finishing that up we have like a group project I have to do when I'm working with some people who have like kids and stuff. Yeah, that's a final. We have to like make a staff of like fake.
Yeah.
And then we just been doing group meetings all week and stuff like that. But fun. It's been going pretty good.
Do you want to talk about
grades? Are amazing. Oh. My bad.
I'm glad.
We can get off school if you want to get off school.
I'm glad your grades are amazing.
All right.
So are mine.
They are. I see them. They're great.
You want to talk about the day of giving?
Yes. But do you want to like start it off? Like, talk more in depth about it?
Yeah. Basically, what it does for our team is that when y'all donate and help us out, we're able to get more money for better equipment, better field, better travel money to play better teams in the conference, like all that good stuff. So any little amount helps that if y'all are able to donate, even the slightest bit, it really helps us.
For sure. It would help us too, but mostly the other sports, I would say donate because they all need it a lot. I'm even donate to the soccer team because of you, Grace. I'm gonna do that for y'all.
Thank you so much.
For sure. But yeah, the Day of Give, it's pretty good. It helps the whole university as a whole. Yeah. Because when our sports do good, then we get more enrollment and, you know, just a better lifestyle for the athletes here.
Do we do the cards?
Yeah, now we can jump into our rapid-fire cards right before we wrap it up today and go interview Josh.
You want to go first?
Yes. Favorite game you've played in, high school or college? And why?
Oh, when we played GCU for preseason.
Grand Canyon?
Yeah, because we beat them, and it was a really, really cool game. Mm-hmm. And we were so locked in, and we just did amazing, and it was cool to be able to be on the field during that.
They're a purple score, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Heard of them.
Discipline creates freedom, ? Explain.
Sorry. I was dabbing, but I was really
burping. Yeah. Did you even sneeze, or did you just dab?
Well, it was a silent burp. Can you ask that again?
Does discipline create freedom?
Yes, it does. I feel like when you're disciplined, it might be hard in the moment, but like you will have like, for example, Grace, I swear this is came up first thing in my mind, but like for me, like I get all my schoolwork done earlier in the week and then like later in the week, I don't have to worry about that. So like,
that's true.
For like our academic advisor makes us do that cause we play on weekends. Mm-hmm. So like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, make sure you get your work done. Yeah. That's the discipline part. And then you'll be able to be free to think about playing football and just living life for the last 4 days of the week.
True. Or it can be even like waking up early to lift.
Yeah, for sure.
More time the rest of your day.
Yeah, or eating healthy and then your body staying fit. I like how you just redirected that. I like that. Good job. What's your ideal day from start to finish?
As an athlete or just like period?
We can go, well, we already know your day as an athlete.
Yeah.
So after sports, after Sam Houston.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Wake up.
Bow. Starbucks?
Okay, no.
No, sorry, my bad. I'm intruding on your day.
I'm waking up, and then I'm going for a nice long walk. Ooh. I love walking.
Okay.
And the weather is perfect.
What's perfect, though?
The weather.
For you?
Oh, sunny and hot, but not too hot.
Mm-hmm.
And I have, like, you know when, like, your music, like, hits? Because sometimes it doesn't hit.
Yeah.
Like, my music is hitting.
Okay. I get it.
And then, gosh, this question put me on the spot. I would be somewhere cool. I'd either be at, like, the beach or the mountains or somewhere cool.
Okay.
And then I'm just around the people that I love all day and cooking and just hanging out with people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like that. I like your ideal day. Yeah.
What is your favorite daily habit?
Read my Bible.
Boom.
I feel like if I don't do that, my day is just off.
I agree.
Yeah. What about you?
I would say the same thing.
Okay. Could you eat breakfast food at any time?
Yeah. Yogurt bowls are my favorite food.
Okay. What do you have in those?
Okay. So, Baia Greek yogurt, 0%.
Okay.
It's the highest protein, lowest calorie.
For real?
Yeah.
You just put me on. Okay, keep going.
3/4 of a cup is 90 calories and 20 grams of protein.
We have to talk about this after because I'm going to have to go grocery shopping.
Okay, yeah. And then, but you need to put some sort of sweetener in it because it tastes real bad by itself.
Honey?
You can do honey or like stevia, whatever you're feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And then on top, we're doing Frozen blueberries. I think frozen blueberries are good. Fresh blueberries.
It's good for your brain, too, if no one maybe didn't know that.
Frozen blueberries, but then fresh strawberries.
Okay.
I don't like frozen strawberries.
Yeah, no. And can't buy them.
I really never have a banana, so I wouldn't put a banana. And then some either peanut butter or almond butter, and then a little drizzle of honey, some cinnamon. Boom. Oh, if you have granola.
Yep.
That's my favorite food.
I like that. But I call like a parfait. I'll be putting like all that stuff in. But yeah, that's good. That's good.
More bougie.
Okay, you feel.
Okay, who's your favorite artist of all time?
Ooh, I don't.
You could do even right now. Like, I don't have a favorite artist of all
time. I don't. I like a lot of music.
Yeah.
But I can say one who's like this big, Drake probably.
Yeah.
Or I can go Taylor Swift. See how I just threw you off right there? Curveball. Curveball. You were ready for that.
What's your favorite Taylor Swift song?
What is this song? You know it. It was like a thing. I'm lying on my feet. That one, you remember? It was like all the guys were like dancing to it and stuff. It was like a meme. It was like a Jacob, help me. You know what I'm talking about.
You sang
it was like word. It was like the number one Taylor Swift song. And like people were like making YouTube videos about it. Jacob, I know you're there. Wait, we're gonna take a second, because when this, you're gonna know what I'm talking about.
Oh, Shake It Off.
How do you know that?
It took me a second.
Okay, we got you, Jacob. You're good.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the name.
Shake it off. Oh, that's it for sure.
Yeah. Can you sing it for us, Tyler?
Nah, I can't do that for y'all right now. But yeah.
That's your favorite song?
By Taylor Swift. I know the whole thing. So
yeah. Okay.
Do you think being uncomfortable helps you grow as a person?
100%.
Why? If you could explain that for us. I wasn't trying to put you on the spot. My bad.
You can't grow when you're stuck in the same patterns.
Okay. Yeah. Shout out to Wisdom Grace. I like that.
You know it. Cookies or cupcakes?
Cookies. Chocolate chip.
Yeah. I don't like cupcakes. I would never reach for a cupcake.
Never?
Out of every dessert, I would never choose a cupcake.
Okay, for sure. But I like to bake chocolate chip cookies, so that's my favorite. I don't really like this question, but I made it. So anyway, travel often or like having like meaningful trip. So like you travel like twice a year.
What was the?
Or you just travel all the time, and it's not as you're just traveling.
I like that question.
Me either. Just answer it though.
I'm gonna make up a question.
Yeah. If you could travel anywhere in the world, where would you go?
I really want to go to Italy, but like the countryside of Italy.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is random. I'm going to Budapest. You heard of that?
I did, because of the song.
Who made that song?
I'll play it for you.
Yeah, go ahead, do that.
You're gonna know the song, and you're gonna be like, "Oh my gosh!" But that's cool. When are you going?
May 20th.
Who are you going with?
Two of my former teammates. They don't go here anymore, but they're, you know.
Wait. I'm gonna skip to the chorus. Stop and believe. You know this?
Yeah, I do.
It's called Budapest.
I did not know that. Okay. I might have to. See, you put me on. I'm about to put, that's my song for the whole trip. I'm not turning it off.
Oh, sorry. You have to play it.
For sure.
Oh, what's one goal you're focusing on right now?
Since I'm still in spring ball right now, just being consistent. I feel like that's the thing that will take me to the next level and just like improve my game drastically. So just being consistent. And I feel like that can go in life as well.
Yeah.
What is your favorite comfort movie or show?
Ooh.
Or you like this one? You like
any that? Adam Sandler movie.
Oh, that's my second favorite actor.
Like Grown Ups or Happy Gilmore,
mm-hmm.
or literally Waterboy, anything.
What's the one when he had the son? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, like Big Daddy or something.
Big Daddy, that's the one.
Mm-hmm. Any Adam Sandler movie. That's just like
I'm going to go watch Waterboy tonight since you said that.
Okay, I have a last question for you.
Sorry.
Best advice from a coach.
Ooh.
That's a hard question.
I don't know. My coaches always give a lot of advice, but the best?
The best.
Be a dog. Be a dog.
Go be a dog.
Feel me?
Go be a dog.
That's it.
Just go be a dog.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty.
If you know, you know.
Let me know. Tyler, do you have anything else to say on today's podcast before we go interview Josh?
No, that's pretty much it. I'm really hungry right now, so we're gonna interview Josh,
really,
and then
too.
I need to go eat. So let's get to interviewing Josh.
This is why we play. The Conference USA Baseball Championship is coming to Kennesaw, Georgia, May 20th through 24th. 9 teams clash in the diamond, all chasing a spot in the NCAA tournament. Whether you're a fan of the long ball or a pitching connoisseur, don't miss your opportunity to witness college baseball history. For tickets and more information, visit conferenceusa.com.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for staying with us after this break. Today, we have a special guest with us today, Josh. How are you doing, Josh?
Bro, I'm doing good, bro.
I appreciate you for coming out and working with us.
Appreciate y'all.
Yes, sir. Give me a second. I got to give you a pause. Okay. Grace, you want to give us the icebreaker?
Yeah, so Josh, we have a nice opening icebreaker question for you.
Okay, go for it.
Would you rather give up music or give up TV?
Bro, that's a good one. You know what? I'll give up TV.
Yeah. I think that's
TV.
The right answer.
Yeah, I'm not too
is
much of a...
Is there a reason why?
Bro, I feel like I don't watch it like that. I watch YouTube, mm-hmm. but TV shows, Netflix and stuff, bro, I'm not on it. I'm not a TV show guy. I'm more of a movie guy.
Yep.
But yeah.
I would agree. What about you, Grace?
Mm-hmm. Oh, same thing. I would give up TV. Yeah. I just like music too much.
I think we had this question on like one of our cards we use the other day.
I
would give up TV for sure. I watch it, but like
a
movie, I don't need it. And I have my phone, so... Yeah, the new gen. All right, Josh, I want to ask you a little bit about yourself.
Go for it.
I'll start from the beginning about how you got to Sam. So you want to tell me a little bit about that?
Bro, yeah, how I got to Sam. So I'm originally born and raised in Michigan.
Okay.
And I had went to a school before coming here. So
what school did you go to?
Spring Arbor University.
Okay, where is that?
My parents' alma mater's in Jackson, Michigan.
Okay.
It's a NAI private Christian college that I went to. So I went there for 2 years and then I transferred here to Sam. How I got here to Sam, so the same summer I graduated high school in 2015 is when my parents had moved to Katy, mm-hmm. or essentially my whole family moved to Katy. So my two sisters went to Seven Lakes and then my brother, he graduated from Tompkins.
Mm-hmm. Katy Tompkins.
Yes. Okay. And so I was in school in Michigan. They were all down here in Texas. Once my sister graduated from Seven Lakes, she got recruited to Sam. Mm-hmm. And so that's where the idea got planted.
Okay.
And from there, I kind of used her as a plug to really just talk to Coach Self.
And older sis, huh?
Okay. Actually, no, younger.
Younger. Okay. I didn't even know you had.
What sport did she play?
She threw the discus for track. And so she did cool. Field events.
I only knew you had a brother.
Nah, bro. So I'm the oldest of four.
Okay.
So it's me, Rachel, Anna, then Isaac.
Okay. I know Isaac. Isaac goes yes. here. Sam, you want to talk about him a little bit if you
bro,
don't mind?
Bro, my brother Isaac, bro. The homie for real. Yeah, so he's a junior now.
Mm-hmm.
And he's playing. He doesn't run track anymore, but he's on the club volleyball team for Sam.
Okay.
So he's doing that. Bro, he's been loving it.
I didn't even know that was a thing. Okay.
Bro, no, he's out there.
You
bro.
Let me know a little
bro,
more.
Okay. He's out there for real. Okay. It's actually pretty fire.
Okay.
And so, yeah, that's what he's on.
That's cool.
Also, FCA leader as well.
Okay.
So
I'm going to get there. We're going to get there. All right. How was your time running track here at Sam?
Bro, it was – everything was on the ups, bro. Once I left Spring Arbor, because I went through – injury after injury, being there, and I really was just running off of all talent. Mm-hmm. The program there really couldn't develop me.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I got here, going from, again, NAIA Division III to
sure.
coming to Division I,
yeah.
like, Coach Self just, he knew what to do with me. Mm-hmm. And so I trusted the process and went from, I was running decent times, but by the end of my career, holding the school record currently right now in the 400 hurdles.
Okay,
and
okay.
went to the Olympic trials in 2021.
Don't pop it too much. Okay, save some room
hey,
for me.
Hey, man.
Okay,
but,
cool.
But, yeah, so, man, it was great. It was really good. And I know you're going to ask more questions of, like, FCA and all things, but got connected with FCA.
For sure.
And, bro, it was only ups from there, bro. A huge blessing.
For
huge
sure,
blessing
for, sure.
for us coming here to Texas.
I'll let Grace ask you a little bit about FCA. So
yeah. I was just going to say, like, how did you get started with FCA? Was it at Sam or at your old
it
school?
It was at
well?
Sam. I'd never heard about FCA until I got here. And so Tyler Adams, a teammate of mine, he did the Maltese events on the track team. And he invited me to FCA.
Mm-hmm.
And really from there, that's how I got connected with it.
Okay.
And I stuck with it. Matt Johnson was the director and area rep at the time, and he pretty much took me under his wing and discipled me, and bro, he was just a great teacher. That's my homie still. I love him so much.
For sure, for sure.
And so really from there, stayed in FCA and became an FCA leader, and Yeah, bro.
Did you always have a close relationship with God, or did that start throughout the FCA program for you?
I want to say I grew up in a Christian household. Mm-hmm. I grew up with God-fearing parents, parents that loved us, provided, protected us from a lot of things. But I think once I got into college, my first year, my freshman year being at Spring Arbor, I think that's when you are able to now exercise what you believe, mm-hmm. and what you believe will actually come through your actions. Mm-hmm. And so it started there. But when I got here to Sam really helped me, I guess, strengthened my walk, and it challenged me in my walk, mm-hmm. and it really got me to really think and process and just grow a lot. So
for sure,
Sam Houston is it's a special place. Huntsville is a special place for me.
Before we talk a little bit, little more about FCA, can you tell the people who don't know what FCA is, can you explain it a little bit to them?
Yeah, so FCA, Fellowship of Christian Athletes, is actually not only just nationwide, but it's actually a worldwide mm-hmm. Ministry that's focusing on just telling people about Jesus mm-hmm. and reaching through the coach and athletes. And so it's just a big ministry specifically focused on reaching athletes. And so, yeah.
For sure.
I forget how many countries we're in, but we're like in wow. 70 or 80% of the countries.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
World, so it's crazy.
That's really awesome.
Once I start coming to FCA and becoming a member of the FCA here at Sam, I heard a little. I started to hear more about it
yeah.
at different schools, and I didn't know it was like a big thing as it is. But some of my high school teammates or ex-teammates are in FCA at their school, so
yeah.
it was a pretty mm-hmm. it's a pretty big thing.
No, yeah, it's pretty huge.
What would you say your favorite part of FCA is? If you had to choose one part of it.
My favorite part, I think for me. Working it, it's definitely just the one-on-one conversations,
yeah.
And just being able to just talk the real life stuff and get dirty and in the sense of like life situations yeah. and things of that sort, and just helping walk and guide people through that, pray over them, and letting the Lord lead us. And so, I don't know. Those are for me very special because it's almost like I get to firsthand witness like the heart change mm-hmm. that happens. Yeah. And so those are my favorites.
You get to see it like real life while it's going on.
Yeah.
For sure. Who is your partner in faith at FCA? If you want to speak a little bit about her.
Oh, we'll talk about Leia LaRue.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. So Leia, she also we were in FCA together.
Okay.
She was a golfer here at Sam. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to think. I had did FCA. This is my fourth year doing FCA. So yeah, I did it 3 years and I was doing the college by myself for the longest. And then she actually was on route to do nursing school and going that whole route.
Mm-hmm.
But she just felt so strongly of the Lord just telling her, like, no, do FCA. And, oh, man, I wish she was here to tell her story on that because she went through some adversity in the sense of, like, her parents are like, no, like, you're going to be poor, and it's like, that's not going to be a good life for you. But she stuck to it.
Mm-hmm. Shout out Leia, man.
Bro, for real, made a huge sacrifice, but the Lord's blessed her and Lake, and it's been great.
For sure.
Awesome. She's a good friend. That's my sis, for real.
How has it been leading FCA and being a leader of FCA? How has that been for you?
Oh, man, each year, FCA has just continued to grow. And, like, what you guys see it now is, like, which my heart was this when I started doing it. Because it eventually, when I was just by myself doing it, it was only, like, less than 10 mm-hmm. student-athletes that would come up. Wow. And there were track people. Yeah. Some football guys, too, that came. But it was super small. But as the years have gone on, it's gotten back to – and actually even bigger than what I've experienced it to be when I was back with Matt Johnson. And so, bro, it's just continued to grow. And I've been loving that. Not only just, like, in the sense of just numbers, but it's, like, people are consistent. They're actually wanting to have a growing relationship with Jesus.
Yeah.
And it's just been fun. It's been fun. I don't know.
This kind of goes into my next question. What goes into being a leader? What do you, like, your responsibilities? What do you have to do?
Yeah, so, man, there's so much that I do. I always tell people, I'm like, hey, my main focus is college. Mm-hmm. But we do more than just college. We actually do stuff at Huntsville High School, Manspark Junior High. We're out in New Waverly, Junior High and Intermediate. And at the high school, too.
Yeah.
Now, me and Leah don't go to all these places. But essentially, we've gone to these places and resourced these schools and their Bible studies and things of that sort. And so we're actually out in Groveton too, on Alaska, Livingston.
Okay.
And so we just help establish essentially opportunities for kids to take time out of the middle of their day or in the mornings to just have Bible studies and have a God-centered, I guess, moment or time.
Yep, for sure. That's big.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What is, she just asked you this. Is there anything that you struggle with FCA or just being a leader? Is there any hard or difficult parts? Because she asked about your favorite. But.
Right. I would say that I've gone back and forth with, like, you don't get paid a lot. Mm-hmm. It's all done through donors, people that personally fund you. And so I have a lot of family, friends, local churches, local businesses that support me. And so from time to time, there are times where I struggle with, like, bro, I'm just making ends meet all the time. Sometimes even like having to ask people for money, and you're in a position where you always have to ask, and you're like, man, I want to be self-sufficient. I want to have more than what I need and all the things. But I feel like the Lord's really humbled me through that. And as the years have gone on, like, I've had what I needed for the season, and I've kind of grown content in that. And it has been good. But yeah, I think money for sure. And then I think another struggle too is just being understaffed. I'm like, it's only me, Leia, we have Jeff Norris that's over at Alpha Omega, and then Angela as well. She's our director. But man, like, as I told you, like, we're in all these areas, and there's so many schools that have these Bible studies and have ministry going on, but we're only one person.
Yeah.
And so if we could have a bigger team, it would be dope to be able to, like, hey, you go there, you go there, you go there.
For sure.
And we could be more of a presence at these Bible studies. But it's just, we're understaffed, man. Mm-hmm. But the harvest is great, but the workers are few.
Hey, hopefully some people are watching this. God, send our viewers this way. We need some staffers, you feel me?
For real, actually.
come on.
When you were running track at SAM, how would you kind of describe, like, how your relationship with God was, like, as an athlete? Because you obviously were an athlete, and now you're helping athletes, so.
Yes. So when I was at Spring Arbor, I had kind of went through the identity crisis there, because as I was dealing with injury, honestly, like, when I got hurt my sophomore year, I only ran, like, once indoor, made to nationals. I had a qualifying time to make it to nationals, ran a nationals, fell, and then outdoor season came, ran once or twice, pulled my hamstring, was done. And so I had went through that phase of, like, bro, what am I, who am I without the thing that I love doing, which is athletics and running the hurdles. And I got refined there. But when I got here, I was on mission, because I was like, it worked out perfectly, because I was like, I want to be a pro athlete, and I want to use my essentially the stage and the influence just to spread Jesus. Mm-hmm. And so that was my mission. I think because I had that in mind, that's what helped me endure what I had to endure.
Yeah. Sure.
And to get to the level and that I performed at, because I had that mission of, like, Lord, I just want to make your name known. And I'll say that was a really good push and a great focus for me, because I really didn't win all that much at all. Mm-hmm. But I kept steadily improving, getting better. And I just fell in love with the grind. And I also my standard too, I was just like, if you want to be going to the Olympics, I'm like, bro, nationals is just a stepping stone. Mm-hmm. Like, you get there, it's on to the next one. And so I forgot what your question was. I'm just talking.
No, but you're good.
She just asked how your faith grew as an athlete, and has it changed now from then?
Yeah, honestly, again, this is only strengthened.
Yeah.
And I would say, like, I look back on my athletic career, and I think track in itself, like, if you were to break it down, or any sports really, like, it teaches you life disciplines, mm-hmm. and the perseverance. When it comes to suffering, enduring suffering, learning how to endure well, there's a lot of things that
you have to full on just, like, rely on God. And
correct.
Without that, it'll be very hard to get through it.
Man. Correct, correct.
It will indeed.
So, no, for real. So, really good.
For sure, for sure. You said you do have some support here in Huntsville. You want to speak a little about the church you go to, or that you sing at it? So I know you can sing. I'm gonna get there too. But I'm gonna get
bro,
there.
Bro, yeah. So Second Huntsville is my home church, and actually, I never really did church hopping when I first got here. Mm-hmm. When I first got here, me and my sister were here. We were watching church online. Had a church back in Katy that we were watching, Grace Fellowship. But then Matt Johnson, he actually was going to second. And so honestly, I'm like, bro, he's the shepherd. So I'm like, wherever he goes, I'm going there too.
For sure.
I just that was just my natural instinct. I'm gonna follow him and see what it's about. I'm like, if he's this solid, wherever he going to, it's gotta be good.
For sure.
And so went to second, and I've been rolling with second Huntsville since 2018, 2019.
That's awesome.
How was that? I'm a church hopper too. I got two churches here in Huntsville.
Yeah.
I go to the Greater Zion, and I go to second. I just go every other weekend. But how's second?
Bro, again, steady growth. It's actually crazy, bro, because I'm like, I know I've been here for a while.
Yeah.
But there has been some huge, I don't even say it's improvements, but it's just people's hearts are just ready to just, they're seeking for truth, and they're hungry.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just been good.
Yeah.
Steady growth. I'm like, previous years, I think attendance-wise on Sundays, probably like a total of like 300 to 400 people that come through. And that's a lot of people.
Lot of
people. Like, now, bro, it's like 700 plus.
Wow.
I'm like, for this past Easter, bro, over 1,000 people that came. And so
that's really great.
The church is growing. The college group is growing. I'm like, I was there when the second college group initially started, and it was like 20, 25 of us. Now it's on average like 100 students.
Yeah.
And so it's been huge. It's been huge. And also the staff there, bro, they're awesome.
They're awesome.
And love me unconditionally.
Mm-hmm.
Can't be more grateful.
For sure.
Thankful for them. Mm-hmm. They're awesome.
Super good. How'd you get into singing? With the
my dad, bro.
Okay.
That's the far back one. But with second, it's
Let's go back. How you get singing?
He said, man, it's a life story, man.
I want to know it all.
Yeah. So my dad led worship. That was at our church back in Detroit.
Okay.
RFT Restoration Fellowship Tabernacle.
Okay.
I grew up watching my dad sing.
You was a choir boy,
bro. A little bit.
I was too. So don't be ashamed. I was a choir boy.
You're right. There was a few times I had to go up there do a little
solo,
do a little solo or something like that.
Okay.
And honestly, bro, I didn't like it. I didn't have a heart for it, really. I was just like, I could do it.
Yeah.
But I think that gift for me really began to develop when I just said, all right, Lord, I'll just do it with second college.
Mm-hmm.
And so it started there, and I was just singing for the college group. And from there, eventually, it led for me doing college to Sundays. And so I've been singing like consistently on Sundays.
Do you enjoy it?
I love it. Honestly, when I think about it now, I'm like, man, being on stage has helped me be more free. You would think it'd be the opposite of like being in a crowd, you could do whatever. But for some reason, it's like when I'm on stage, like I've grown in that to be like more free. So I'm a dance. I'm a move around.
Yeah.
I'm a do what I want. It's been a whole growing journey for me.
Mm.
But I do love it. I'm like, again, the music thing. Like if you give up TV or that, I'm gonna give that up because music, man, that's my heart.
Mm.
And sure, I've even talked to the Lord about it. I'm like, man, if you would take my voice away, I'm like, I'll be sad. But I'm like, at the same time, I'm like, sure, you'll use me in some other way.
Yeah.
But
do you have a favorite worship song?
The Blood.
That's
my
favorite.
Passion.
That's the only song I like. Okay, I'm not gonna say the only song
it
I like
is,
you to
bro,
sing, but
right
like when
now.
You sing that song at second, I'm like, okay, that's the one. But you did surprise me the first time you start singing. I was in second. I always hit at the top by myself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I like look up and you're singing. I'm like,
bro.
Let's say him.
Bro, yeah.
And then
bro.
Recently, I seen your brother singing up there
bro,
too.
Isaac's
so
up there now.
Yeah, he's look. Don't take
bro.
This the wrong. But he
I'm
is.
Not, bro. He sounds better than me, bro.
His voice is like it don't fit his body, so it's just like.
Bro. It's better. It's just better.
Yeah.
His tone.
Not even better. Just different.
I like his tone, bro. Always talk my brother, bro. Where the camera at, bro?
All three of them.
Bro, I'm literally like my brother. He's bro. Again, if he continues to do it and develop it, he will be better. Than
me. His voice is a gift from God. I'm not gonna lie.
It is,
I wasn't
bro.
Expecting that. When
it
I,
is.
I was
it
like,
is.
Okay.
Bro, the first time I ever heard him sing, bro, he sang Gratitude, bro. I cried, bro. I just hugged him. I was like, bro, I'm so proud of you, bro.
Yeah.
For real.
That's
but,
awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, it was good. Really good.
Was he singing in church with your dad too or
no? Bro, no, bro. He was just itty bitty little kid, bro. His screensaver for his phone is him when he was like 5 or 6. My dad's holding him and he's just in the mic. And bro, it's a pretty fire picture. But
yeah, he was taking it all in while y'all thought he wasn't paying attention.
No, actually, bro.
He was really locked
actually,
in.
Actually.
For sure, for sure.
So yeah, bro.
So you also coach track. Right now.
I do.
You want to speak a little bit about that?
Yes, over at Alpha Omega. This is year 3. The first 2 years, I was really just doing assistant type work, and I was just only coaching the hurdles. And honestly, that was super fun. Both years, I had a girl hurdler my first year go make it to state. And then second year, my homie Blaine, he made it for the 110s and the 300 hurdles. Okay. He finished runner-up in the 110s, and he took third in 300 hurdles. So it was cool. It's one of those things where I'm like, yeah, bro, I helped you, bro. I was just like, I got you right. But it was fun. And then now this year, I kind of have more responsibility of not only doing the hurdles, but jumps and all the sprints from the 100 to 400, the relay teams. Like, I'm over all that. Riding the programming, weight room, track workouts. Bro, it's a lot.
How'd you get into that? Or how'd you get that position?
So Charlotte Collier and Curtis Collier. Curtis actually used to do compliance here at SAM. And they go to church there. That's how I got connected at first with Alpha Mega. But they retired. Mm-hmm. And so now it's just me and Miss Melanie Brega coaching the team. And so we've kind of like split it in two. I've got the sprints. She's got the long mid and long distance. Mm-hmm. And so that's how that all happened.
How many athletes do y'all have?
In total, the team, bro, I haven't even counted them all. It's 20 to 25.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Manageable, though?
No, yeah. Okay. Yeah. For me, bro, I'm still growing in it. Yeah. It takes me a minute because I'm like, I can't multitask. Yeah. So I'm like, if I have this group, I'm focused on them. But then the hurdlers are sometimes like, bro, you going to help us? Or the jumpers are like, bro, you going to help us? I'm like, bro, I'm sorry, bro. I'm only one person, bro.
For sure.
But, bro, it's been good, though. Mm-hmm. Good learning curve.
Do you think you'll continue that, like, throughout?
Yeah, I'm actually excited because this next year they actually have a track. And so we'll actually have the resources. This past year, we've been going back and forth to New Waverly High School and using their track. And so I think if we can have the track at Alpha, I'm like, and the way that it's set up too, the new setup, it'll be perfect. Yeah. And so I'm excited for it. It'll be a whole nother context. It's not going to be as crazy. It's going to be shorter days. It'll be good.
Mm-hmm. For sure. I just want to hop back a little bit before I go into the fun questions. For FCA, if someone wanted to become an active member or get involved with FCA, how would they do that?
Bro, just in the sense of, bro, you can follow us on Bearcats FCA. I think that's the number one thing right there. Wednesday nights at 7 p.m., 7:30 p.m., we do Bible studies. Mm-hmm. Every Wednesday.
Be there, don't be square. I'll be there. So
that part, yeah. The homie T. Bailey going to be coming through. We do have this Wednesday and next Wednesday. So if anybody hears about this, we only got two more left. Mm-hmm. But if anything, main thing, Bearcat FCA, follow us on that and you'll get all the latest updates. Honestly, summer studies, we might have that coming up. So the regular year FCA events will be cut off on those, but we're going to try to do some this summer too.
So. Those were nice last summer because they were like really small and intimate too.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're going to try to do that again.
Okay, good, good. Okay, if you could play another sport or coach another sport other than track, what would it be?
Coach another sport.
Or play, because you or you ran
bro,
track.
Bro, I would have to – knowing my build now, bro, I would try to do football, bro.
Football?
Yeah, bro.
Okay, it's a little physical, though.
I know it is, bro. It is, but I'm like, hey, you grow through it. And I think that's one thing I'm like, I wish I knew because I'm like – it's really war.
Yeah,
on the real, it's like your strength is your protection.
Yeah,
that's true.
And
gotta
so
build it up, you'll get there for sure.
You gotta be gritty, but yeah, it would have been football.
I think you got it in you, though. But that was
I think so.
Throw me for a curveball. I thought you would say like basketball. Some you kind of tall.
It's either that or basketball, bro. Yeah. So
okay.
What is your go-to drink of caffeine?
Bro, I do no caffeine, no energy drinks, no coffee.
I like that. He's straight off God. Bro. You feel me? Wow. Wake up and pray. Let's go.
On the real.
Let's go.
On the real, bro. Hey, I love my Arizona teas, though, bro.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What's your favorite flavor?
It might be, it's either the strawberry watermelon or the mango.
Mango's my go-to. Mango. But I also like the half and half, the white can.
Bro,
you got to get that one. It's
bro, all of the Arnold Palmer.
Oh, no, yes. That's the one.
The green tea is too fire, too, bro.
Yeah, I like that one. But my cousin put me on. He's more of an old head.
He said I'm an OG way.
For sure. You have a favorite restaurant in Huntsville?
Bro, when I thought about this, when I read the questions, for some reason, Mr. Hamburger came into mind, bro. Okay, I think that's that one spot that's just overlooked entirely.
Okay.
I guess I would say best burgers in town.
Really?
It's a hamburger.
I think. Wow. Yeah.
I'm going to have to slide there just as you said that. Yeah. I've been wanting a burger, so I'm going to go do that.
I think it's the killer burger. I haven't been there in a minute, but something like that.
When I was in my freshman year, it was like 3 years ago now, they had brisket fries. and they changed the type of brisket they put on the fries.
Yeah.
And I noticed that because that was mine.
Bro, so I just talked to one of my homies from the high school. They actually changed it, bro. So they're not doing brisket fries anymore.
See?
Wow. They taking it off, bro.
Damn, that's crazy.
Anyways.
No, wait, they're taking off or they are going to take it off?
No, it's already taken off. They refined it.
I'm not going to miss it, bro.
They refined it, bro. You can't get it no more.
For sure. My bad, Grace. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to do one more fun question. What was your favorite childhood cartoon or show?
Oh, bro. That's a crazy one. Bro, that's a good one because there's a whole bunch that are coming to my mind. Bro, Danny Phantom. Mm-hmm. Danny Phantom was one. SpongeBob was cool.
You know what Danny Phantom is? She doesn't know.
Bro,
she's not hip. She's too young. I already knew she didn't know it.
I'm trying to, what's one that you probably know?
Let me look up. So you Danny Phantom know.
Maybe I would know it.
If you see it, yeah. You'll see it.
Yeah.
If you were really young right now. Wow.
Yeah, that was a young comic you just said.
Bro, Courage the Cowardly Dog, bro. Do y'all know about
that
one?
That
bro,
one, yeah.
That show is funny. It's actually scary. I've back
seen
then.
Seen like
scary.
A meme or something about it. Yeah.
Bro.
Danny Phantom is good. I haven't even thought about that.
Bro, yes, bro. I was like, let me throw some out there. I don't think they forgot.
Yeah, I know that one, but yeah. I knew Grace wouldn't for sure. Yeah, all right. The last fun question, and then I have one more thing I want to ask you.
Go for it.
Would you rather be hot or cold weather? Because that's a very the weird way it's like.
I think there's an obvious answer to this question.
Is there?
I think so.
I mean,
bro, so growing up, being from the
that's
north.
That's what I was going to say.
Bro.
Yeah.
Like, I like
the
cold.
Me too.
Oh.
I do.
I like the cold.
I like the cold.
You're from
man.
Philly. It gets cold up there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I know.
It do.
So I was like, that's why I like the hot.
See, okay, so you're on that wave of like, bro, I've been cold too long.
That's, yeah, exactly. It's
bro.
Only my first year in Texas.
That's
maybe
real.
As I get more years in Texas, I'm going to like the cold.
Yeah.
More,
yeah.
Nah, I'm a more of a cold person. Like, I get what you're saying because the weather gets so bad up north.
Yeah.
But like, if it could just be cold, like no like snowstorms
that's
and stuff
true.
Like that.
It would be more tolerable.
Yeah, for sure. So I feel like Texas cold is good cold.
Yeah.
Because like.
Yeah.
It is the perfect cold, I would say.
Except the ice part. I don't like that.
True for me. When it snowed, what was that, back in 22?
Yeah,
or 21?
My freshman year, 22.
Bro, yes, bro. I love that so much. I was out driving. Probably shouldn't have been, but I was like, I know how to drive in
yeah,
this.
I was driving
y'all
too.
Don't.
The roads were a little slippery.
Yeah.
Bro.
But up north, they usually put like salt on the ground.
Bro.
They bring their trucks out.
Yeah. Yep, all of it.
They don't have that here. Nope.
No.
They're canceling school.
No, honestly, that's down. One thing that I'm like, I kind of like that.
No,
man.
For sure.
I'm like, bro, y'all tripping over nothing.
No, for sure.
But yeah.
All right. Just to wrap it up.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite Bible verse, or do you have some words of encouragement that you would like to give to the people watching, or to us too?
Man, favorite Bible verse,
if or some anything, words of encouragement.
Some words of encouragement, man. I don't know if anything. I always tell people, I'm like, hey. Trust in Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Find somebody that you know that loves the Lord. If you're curious, if you've had that thought, go to someone that you could trust and share them your heart and seek the Lord, and it's going to be the best thing you ever do in your life. It will. And so, hey, Jesus all the way on the real.
For sure.
And so,
I'm gonna give you my two favorite Bible verses.
Bro,
we
go
hear
for it.
First one, Colossians 3:23. Whatever you do, work wholeheartedly for the Lord and not man.
Bro, yes, bro.
And then Romans 12:21. Do not be overcome by evil, but mm-hmm. overcome evil with good.
That part. My
favorite. True favorite. I write those on everything, and I live
that
part. You got any favorite or no?
I do. I have Romans 8:18. The pain you're feeling now will never compare to the joy that's about to come.
Bro, okay. Gotta
yeah.
own it.
Because mm-hmm. I think for that one, like. At least for me, you get so caught up in the
yeah.
moment and you're like, why is
yeah.
this happening to me? And I think that it can also go a lot into athletics and all
mm-hmm.
that. And it's like,
oh, yeah.
What you're feeling now, like, this is so minuscule to what's going to happen in the future to you.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Mm-hmm. I'll, since you explained why that's your favorite, I'll explain mine too. The first one, Colossians 3:23, because we're athletes. And so, like, we're always working and we're always mm-hmm. doing something that can take our time away from God. But if you put God in the center of everything you do, then you're working for God. And then,
very true.
And then the other one is Romans 12:21. It's kind of.
Bro, everyone's like 12. Hey, Romans 12:2 for me.
Okay.
I forgot exactly how it goes, but essentially it's like, don't conform to the ways of the world. Mm-hmm. But, let me just get it, bro.
Yeah,
I got to get it right. I got to memorize.
But the reason I chose that one is Romans 12:21 is because you might not always like people who you're working with or your environment, but. Everyone is made from God, so just respect each other and get through it.
Mm-hmm. Bro, Romans 12:2. Don't copy the behaviors and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. So if you were to break it down, literally, like, it's almost like, don't copy the behaviors, stop. And now let's think. Mm-hmm. It's like when you take that pause, and again, when you follow the Lord and you allow, like, he literally changes the way you think, the way you process. It's just good, bro.
For sure.
And so a lot of times, like, there are, again, it is spiritual. It's very spiritual.
Yeah.
But when it comes to the rewiring of your mind, like, it's just as important.
For sure.
Yeah, bro.
I appreciate you for coming on with us.
Bro, this was fun.
For sure.
Appreciate y'all.
For sure. Everyone, thank you for tuning in to this episode of Cat's Eye Podcast. We had a great guest with us today in Josh.
Yeah.
Me and Grace will be back next week for our last episode, I believe, of the semester.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Josh, you made the last one or two, so
yeah.
Shout out to you, man. You feel me?
Appreciate it.
Okay. He pulled out his light-skinned face and said, appreciate it.
Bro, yeah, for real.
No, for sure. But thank y'all for tuning in. We'll be back next week. Go Cats.